Before the chaos and betrayal, there was a joyous day. The birth of a son, that is where the story truly begins. It was 13th of Ruyen, 1076 MDW on planet Silhouetta. Between heaving pants, piercing screams of "It hurts" reverberated through the village of Velticia Kealdu, Elvish, the Tree of Hope. Sweat beaded Ellis's furrowed forehead, dampening her black hair as she squeezed the hand of the white-haired man bent over her, who wore the cream-colored royal Elvish attire of a clan chief. Her white-knuckled grip was so tight Chief Aiden struggled to soothingly say, "Breathe, sweet Ellis." In this special moment he recalled that her bravery and strength, even during pain, is why he chose her as his wife. "You are faring well, mother. None could do better," their daughter Viridia said. The piercing screams were cut off by a cry belonging to an entirely different entity. Viridia, bouncing on the tip of her toes, squealed excitedly. "It's a baby boy. May the light of Marissa shine through him." Three gold bracelets on the man's wrist clanged together as he delivered the newborn from beneath Ellis's silk skirt. "Rejoice!" His bear claw necklaces rattled exuberantly as he cradled the babe in his bare arms, for he wore nothing more than a silk loincloth and leather sandals. Like his attire, intricate ice-colored facial tattoos of a roaring bear marked him as a healer mage. "How will you name him?" "Gods be praised. His name is Alduin. Alduin Faeli." Aiden's eyes gleamed as he thrust his chest out. "May he grow to be a strong fighter and bring peace to our lands." "He is majestic, isn't he?" A radiant smile spread across Ellis's face. "Indeed." The healer coated the baby with a red ribbon and handed him to his parents. "Hello, brother." Viridia gently caressed the baby's head. "Mother, he is the loveliest baby I have ever seen. I already love him." "Brother," Aiden called, "come welcome your new nephew, Alduin." A tall, black-haired man, stationed outside the room to guard the family from intruders during the birth, laughed as he entered. Two long swords bearing the symbol of their clan, a pale bear bearing golden fangs, were attached at the hips of his blue elvish attire, which glistened from the shards of platinum adorning it. "I must witness what you've brought upon the world this time."
"Are you drunk again?" Aiden asked.
"Am I ever not?" Lei chuckled. "He has your snow-white hair, brother, so clean and pure." He glanced up at Ellis. "I see he took your golden eyes." Grinning with warmth and adoration at his nephew, he said, "I will teach you great things and indulge you in my exploits when you come of age." "I am sure he would love that. Just don't teach him to be a drunken nomad like yourself," Aiden said. Ellis smiled. Raising him was their task now and theirs alone. The boy was growing up to be a powerful warrior with a greater than healthy sense of curiosity, courtesy of his uncle. Aiden was proud of his son, yet found it increasingly difficult to express it. In his eyes, he too must earn the honor of wearing their clan's ice-colored war paint. We leap a few years forward. Chirps and tweets of birds were heard throughout the landscape alongside other astonishing sounds of wildlife in the Ufaten region. His day began at dawn with breakfast, followed by morning practice overseen by his father. Breakfasts were the only occurrences where the entire family sat down together. Alduin learnt to cherish this special time because, unlike his friends, his family was incredibly busy, as clan reign was a difficult task to shoulder. "As usual, you have prepared delicious food for us, my love," Aiden said with a smile on his face. "Thank you, my love. May Odrim bless our meal. Viridia helped me prepare it." "You should thank her, too,"